Chapter 3. Believe in yourself. You must see value in yourself to add value to yourself. I believe all people have the seeds of success within them. All they need to do is cultivate those seeds, water them, feed them, and they will begin to grow. So why do many people fail to grow and reach their potential? I've concluded that one of the main reasons is low self-esteem. Many people don't believe in themselves. They possess 100 acres of possibilities, yet never cultivate them because they are convinced that they won't be able to learn and grow and blossom into something wonderful. The power of positive self-esteem. If you don't realize that you have genuine value and that you are worth investing in, then you will never put in the time and effort needed to grow to your potential. If you're not sure you agree with that, then consider the following. Self-esteem is the single most significant key to a person's behavior. Often I have heard my friend Zig Ziglar say, "It's impossible to consistently behave in a manner inconsistent with how we see ourselves. We can do very few things in a positive way if we feel negative about ourselves. If you believe you are worthless, then you won't add value to yourself." Low self-esteem puts a ceiling on our potential. If your desire is a 10 but your self-esteem is a 5, you'll never perform at the level of a 10. You'll perform as a 5 or lower. People are never able to outperform their self-image. The value we place on ourselves is usually the value others place on us. I'm sorry to say that most people live their lives according to what others believe about them because they accept others' value of them without question. If the important people in their lives expect them to go nowhere, then that's what they expect for themselves. That's fine if you are surrounded by people who believe in you, but what if you're not? You shouldn't become too concerned about what others might think of you. You should be more concerned about what you think of yourself. If you put a small value on yourself, rest assured the world will not raise the price. If you want to become the person you have the potential to be, you must believe you can. Steps to build your self-image. If self-image is a problem for you, if you don't believe you can succeed, please take to heart the following 10 suggestions. 1. Guard your self-talk. Whether you know it or not, you have a running conversation with yourself all the time. What is the nature of yours? Do you encourage yourself, or do you criticize yourself? If you are positive, then you help to create a positive self-image. If you're negative, you undermine your self-worth. If we want to change our lives, we have to change the way we think of ourselves. If we want to change the way we think of ourselves, we need to change the way we talk to ourselves. And the older we are, the more responsible we are for how we think, talk, and believe. Don't you have enough problems in life already? Why add to them by discouraging yourself every day with negative self-talk? Become your own encourager, your own cheerleader. Every time you do a good job, don't just let it pass. Give yourself a compliment. Every time you choose discipline over indulgence, don't tell yourself that you should have anyway. Recognize how much you are helping yourself. Every time you make a mistake, don't bring up everything that's wrong with yourself. Tell yourself that you're paying the price for growth and that you will learn to do better next time. Every positive thing you can say to yourself will help. 2. Stop comparing yourself to others. Comparing yourself to others is really just a needless distraction. The only one you should compare yourself to is you. Your mission is to become better today than you were yesterday. You do that by focusing on what you can do today to improve and grow. Do that enough, and if you look back and compare the you of weeks, months, or years ago to the you of today, you should be greatly encouraged by your progress.